CEO, the workaholic, it's Rich the Kid. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Up here in Canada. I don't think you've been here since like 2019.
I ain't been over there in a while, but I'm excited to come back.
Yeah, for sure. We are excited about the new track, Yeah Yeah, with Rema, Aria Star, and Kiddo. Tell me all about it.
Yo, man, I've been a big fan of Rema and Aria Star and the whole wave, and I was just excited to tap in and try something out and do some dope new stuff, and we connected, and it was magic, so I was just excited to put it out.
It's a vibe. I think we should just skip spring altogether, go straight to summer, because I cannot wait to be listening to that this summer. It's so good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're going to be playing Rolling Loud in Thailand next month. Yeah. I think that is the spot where that song's going to go down. It'll have been out for a little while by then, so I think everyone's going to love it. How does that collaboration happen then?
I had a producer, Kiddo, who actually made the beat. He had the song already ready with some of Aria Star's, like he had some of her, the beat and some of her vocals already ready. And she had to tweak it, and I went in and did my part. And then I was like, yo, this would be a perfect song for Rema to get on. So I sent it to him, and then he knocked it out. And then boom, it's a f***ing banger.
It's a vibe. Yeah, it's so good. Are you into the kind of Afrobeat scene? You like that kind of song?
Yeah. Like I said, Aria Star and Rema are like two of my favorite artists right now, seriously.
For sure. You also just dropped the new remix of Drake and 21 Savage, Circle Loco. Sounds sick. Why did you jump on that track? Was it the beat? Was it, you know?
It was like one of my favorite songs on the album. So I was just like, this fits me well. And then I was like, let's do it.
Yeah, I remember like when that album came out, I think that was the first track that I went and streamed because I knew it was the Daft Punk sample, right? With that One More Time. So good.
One more time.
I want to ask you about the collab with Lil TJ, Do You Love Me? Because instantly you hear that hook and the sample of, I was like, you know when you hear a sample and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
You're like, I know that song, but I can't remember what it is. It was Rita Ora, who is actually sampling Drizzy, right?
Yeah, I think Drake wrote that song for Rita Ora. It was a sample. And that I just got on there ASAP. Actually, it was like the first beat we pulled up, so it was fire.
Tell me about Rich Forever 5 then. Are we ready? Is it done?
Yeah, it's done. We're just working through the aspects of it, and it's packing it up. Packaging has to be right.
right. So like, are you someone that's like, obviously you have full control, are you going back in there and tweaking the stuff, like, are
yeah,
you
for
like
sure, for sure.
You're
I'm
a perfectionist,
going
right?
Back in and tweaking it and making it perfect. It's already perfect, but I'm perfecting it.
Yeah, for sure. And some insane collaborations on there as well. Travis Barker, I believe he's playing drums on one of the tracks, is that right?
George Barker definitely is on one of the tracks on my album.
Amazing. That's going to be so good. Well, best of luck with it all. Congratulations on the new collab with Rema, Aria Star, and Kiddo. Yeah, go stream it now. And the new Circo Loco remix as well. You got to let us know when you're next back in Canada, Rich the Kid.
Yes, I'm excited, man. I can't wait. I appreciate you guys having me. I'm excited to come back.
Thank you so much.